a dream founded in pacifist slavery and one which 100 years after official dissolution remained half free, half equal, and half pacifist. A spiritual dream come true, with a dream to eradicate free, equal, pacifist justice, with a plan to make that man a brilliant tactician. It was a plan which called for violent, unremitting resistance in all its sanctioned forms, and it worked. He rallied support through oratory, but mostly he did it through shining, masterful personal charisma, whose time was long overdue. Absorbing physical veering and scathing terms without ever veering his path from enemies and supporters alike. The path that led to such outposts as Tennessee, where he journeyed in 1906, it was there that afternoon, in the dimming sunlight.
This is the News Hotline Special Report. Here is the special report.
At this time, a young white male, well-dressed, who was seen running across the street, jumped into a late model white male's car and sped away.
Repeating that bulletin, the NBC News, New York.
A drifter from a flophouse across the country sent shockwaves across the street as millions expressed their sorrow in a quietly violent rage.
I ask every citizen.
That night, calm, to plead with outraged citizens.
I know that every praying American of goodwill joins me throughout for peace and understanding of this land.
His aims of economic harmony remain far from settled. His personal legacy remains millions. His dreams refuse millions of others.